does the authorization for Monmouths have to be extended as a separate act of the legislature, or how? What's
no,
the question
no,
there?
No, this is a lot of the zones are set to expire across the state. Some of them as soon as next year. I think Decatur's zone is the first one to expire. But in any event, when those were approved back in the 80s, they had a maximum 30-year shelf life, and we're coming up on the 30 years. Monmouth zone was approved in 85, around the time that the pork plant shut down and was there for obvious reasons to try and spark redevelopment and a resurgence in the local economy. That's how most of the zones were set up. And so in any event, we're coming up in on that 30-year period. The zones are set to expire. So, no, I mean, it's a concern. It's a concern not only for the city of Monmouth but others. What I was saying to council was I'd given testimony. There was a Senate committee in Peoria. Many regional communities were there. I ran into Mayor Inman from Macomb. There was representatives there from Kewaunee and Mendota and other cities kind of throughout this region that were affected or would be affected with their zones expiring here in the next few years. Senator Farrakis out of Champaign has sponsored a bill in the Senate the last couple of years. This year it's Senate Bill 3688. Which would extend the enterprise zones another 20 years. That bill has been out of the Senate twice but is not moving in the House at all. The Speaker seems to have some objections to it and therefore hasn't even let it out of committee. So obviously it's a concern. Concern is an accurate word from the standpoint of it is our number one economic development tool that we have currently. As I was saying to council and I gave testimony on in our zones just in the last 5 years, so 2007, and so you look at that as kind of the recession period, the enterprise zone generated $42.5 million worth of new development in the city of Monmouth and created or retained over 3,000 jobs. So when you look at it as a tool, it's a very important tool for us, and obviously we need to help get that bill moving forward.
And as opposed to a TIF, and I'm going to make sure I understand the distinction, an enterprise zone, do you like essentially cap property taxes for a period of time? Or because TIF, you take the extra value and plot that back into
right.
the area for investment. But in an enterprise
right.
zone, how does Monmouth use it?
An enterprise zone is more on an abatement side. Mm-hmm. And so there's a period of time, no more than 10 years, you can abate the difference between the current and the improved tax. And a TIF district, you actually still pay the tax,
but it goes
back into the TIF
right.
fund, which then can be reinvested or provided back to the developer. In this case, it's just a straight tax incentive. But the real advantage typically on the growth side is that there are sales tax exemptions on all the building materials built and bought in the state of Illinois. And so oftentimes it's not necessarily the property tax abatement that's important, but on a multi-million-dollar project, the sales tax exemption on construction materials can be substantial. And so those are the two most used parts. There's also some tax credits for job creation and job retention and some of those things. But the reality is it's the tax abatement and the sales tax exemption on the construction side that are the most important. And but they also are for a much shorter period of time. TIF district can go up to 23 years from start to finish. In an enterprise zone, the maximum time allotment is 10 years.
Now, Monmouth, as I understand it, has two different enterprise zones. Would you like to see, if say, Farrakis's bill would pass, would you like to essentially extend the two you currently have, or would there be any reason to perhaps move and create different enterprise zones?
Well, we would leave them basically the same. If we were going to apply for another extension, if we had that opportunity, there are some properties that were not in it before that would that remain undeveloped that we would like to get added. We added three properties a few years ago to our TIF district to the north, and two of them have already had development on them. They hadn't ever had development on them ever. And now one has a $8 million affordable housing project sitting on it. Another one's getting a new commercial bank and development this summer, and the other one has a purchase agreement out on it already. And those were properties that remained undeveloped and underutilized for literally decades. And so we know that the tool works, And if we were given the opportunity, we wouldn't extend it substantially, but there are some core areas, especially on the south end of town, where if we could get the zone to it, that we'd have properties that would likely see development much faster.
Do these areas encompass large parts of the town, or are there...
No, they're relatively small. I mean, the last extension we did was basically three or four parcels. Total acreage was pretty minimal, but they were just in really strategic locations that...
Are they downtown, or are they...
No, they're all... Our zones are either on the north bypass or south of the tracks.